Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wick Grossbeck talking with the Greg Hill Show. How long ago was that, Sis? That was after the season, obviously. You were talking about Banner 18. And it being the start of something great.
Yeah, that was the October 22nd.
Okay, so it was pretty recent. The sale is an ongoing process. The bidding has begun. Wick did speak on this a little bit. Yesterday, he doubled down on his intention to continue as the governor of the Celtics through 2028. And when asked about the sale, he said it's underway. There's a lot of interest. This was on a conference call with reporters after the White House ceremony on the South Lawn there. He said, one comment I guess I would like to limit it to that I would say the plan is that I will stay in charge for three more years. That's what's laid out and we'll go from there. Having said that, I think I'd rather talk about this team we have in front of us right now that has the capacity to contend again. I think we're contenders this year and we can be contenders in the future. And that's what I'm most excited about. We know, Wick. We know that's what you've put together here. We know that that's what's prompted the sale, the fact that you're facing a $500 million tax bill for this roster. And Tim Bontemps wrote about it. He said, in December of 2023, Mark Cuban said something similar. After selling his controlling stake to the Mavericks, Cuban insisted that he and not new owner Patrick Dumont would be running basketball operations. Not surprisingly, after paying a valuation of more than $4 billion for the controlling stake in the franchise, it was Dumont who was accepting the Western Conference Championship trophy when Dallas went back to the NBA Finals this spring. The Dallas situation is instructive to consider what could happen with the Celtics over the next several months and beyond. Teams around the league are closely monitoring the Boston situation, and for obvious reasons. The Celtics are favorites to repeat as champions and are set to make history by exceeding $500 million in combined payroll and luxury taxes in the 25-26 season. With the expectation among sources that the Celtics will fetch more than the Mavericks did, expect whoever is buying the team to have a huge say in that decision. As for Grossbeck's plan, we'll see. Then there's this. Bloomberg has an article out right now about the Celtics and their sale. And according to Bloomberg, when the Celtics played a preseason game in Abu Dhabi in October, remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that Abu Dhabi game? Wick Grossbeck met with one of the United Arab Emirates sovereign wealth funds about a possible deal. According to NBA rules, sovereign wealth funds can only own 20% of a team. The Grossbecks own a 31% stake in the Celtics. Irv Grossbeck owns 20% of the team. Could the United Arab Emirates buy him out? And I'm reading now from the Twitter feed of Cameron Tabatabai. And I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing
well
that
done.
Wrong. He writes for Celtics Wire, and he says, could UAE technically buy out Irv and let Wick maintain the majority position of the club? Rich Gotham wants to stitch together an ownership group. An injection of cash from abroad could be enough to swing the deal. Bloomberg's report said that while the UAE is already engaged with the NBA and a major league sponsor, NBA Cup, for example, they wouldn't want a minority stake in a team. They have existing ties in the NBA as well as European soccer. Qatar owns 5% of the Wizards, and Saudi Arabia right now has the LIV Golf and all that other stuff. So there aren't that many American billionaires. You know, there just aren't that many who are there who can buy the Celtics all by themselves. There's Jeff Bezos. There's a couple. There's Elon Musk. You know, there's a couple of guys out there who could do it if they wanted to. But in international settings, there's a lot of money floating around and a lot of people who want in on American sports, especially the NBA. The NBA has, I would say right now, outside of soccer, the most international appeal out of any sport in the world. I mean, the NBA and basketball in general is, in the last 20 years, has completely just lapped almost everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in America, they're still behind the NFL, but they're a close second. And worldwide, I mean, they blow the NFL out of the water. So I do think that there is going to be, in if you had thoughts about Pagliuca and, you know, some of these other guys, it's probably much more likely that you're going to see one of these sovereign wealth funds get involved here.
And that's also the most likely path to WIC being able to control. Because the first thing I thought of is, it's great for him to say, well, I'll be in charge for 3 years. Wait, so somebody's going to spend, I don't know, the total sale is going to be north of $6 billion. And just let somebody else run it? That's like buying like a mansion and letting somebody sleep in it for the next 3 years.
Right.
Like, and WIC might be able to write that into the deal. I'm not. But wouldn't his father have some say there, too, where he wants the money?
Right.
And if it's costing them bidders or it's costing them opportunities because some people don't want to adhere to that sort of a situation where he gets 3 more years running it, I don't really think it's WIC's say. The most likely form would be something like this, because I don't think whatever the Arab. What is it, fund?
UAE, the United Arab Emirates Sovereign Wealth Fund.
Yeah. I don't know.
Try to imagine there's a few dollars in there.
Like,
yeah.
I don't think they want to sit on the lottery special as the governor in front of the camera, right? Like, I don't think they're in it for the money. They're in it for other ulterior motives, if you want to believe some of the sports washing ideas and different things that go on. I don't think they actually want to be the celebrity owner of the Celtics. But if a celebrity owner wants it, he's going to say, WIC, you're out. You sold. If you want to be the celebrity owner, then you buy the team. And you can sit courtside and you can sit at the governor's board director meeting thing and all those things. So that this has been the trend, too. The NFL just voted for this, too, to allow. I forgot the percentage in the NFL, I believe, is lower that they're going to allow from these international wealth funds or whatever to buy into teams. But you're right. They've all realized that there's such a small group of people that can actually buy these teams that you need to expand the pool of owners.
Yeah. The Celtics played preseason games. I'm reading from the Bloomberg article right now. They played preseason games in Abu Dhabi in October as part of the third annual trip to the capital of the UAE. During that trip, Grosbeck met with Mubadala Investment Company, one of the country's sovereign wealth funds, to discuss a potential investment, according to people with knowledge. While Mubadala has yet to decide whether to invest, Bloomberg reported last year that its executives are interested in NBA ownership. However, major Middle East investors are unwilling to take passive stakes in teams at steep valuations that don't offer a say on management. According to people familiar with the matter, sovereign wealth funds can own as much as 20% of an NBA franchise. Pro team owners are increasingly turning to Gulf sovereign wealth funds. With valuations soaring, they're some of the only investors with deep enough pockets to buy these stakes. The Celtics, currently valued at $5.1 billion by Sportico, might need them more than most because it could be a tough sell. With the on-court success, they're still expected to lose money with the high payroll, and the franchise also doesn't own their arena, which is an increasingly important revenue stream for these investors. So, Mubadala and the Celtics both declined to comment on this. The team did visit the White House on Thursday. Joe Biden celebrated with them. Grosbeck said afterwards, there's a lot of interest in the team. It sounds like it.
Yeah, but it's complicated interest.
It's complicated interest.
So, if I heard you right there, these funds do want to have managing control of a team.
Yep.
But they can only control 20%.
Right.
So therefore, every other owner can only be 19% or less.
Yeah.
Is that how I read that?
I guess.
Am I running the numbers in my head properly?
I think that's right, yeah.
So you need 20% of $6 billion, one-fifth of, so a little, they're going to own $1.2 billion worth, and then they're going to need like five other owners that are worth $1 billion each?
Yeah.
That's a lot of billionaires that you're collecting.
It really is.
Or a lot of less sovereign than wealth funds.
Or yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like peace. But even the sovereign wealth funds, I think they're all going to want their 20%.
Yep.
So there can only really be one sovereign wealth fund and then a bunch below the 20% threshold so they can be the man. Sounds complicated.
Yeah.
I'm not sure this is going to go all that quickly. Seems like a lot of lawyers will be involved and stuff, too.
And I doubt they're going to be like, yeah, Wick, why don't you stay on and be the main guy in front? You know, like, Dallas kicked Mark Cuban to the curb. They'll do the same thing with Wick, I'd imagine. But we'll see. We'll see
how
this all goes.
Maybe it'll drag on long enough. He can get one more banner, get 19, one more ring ceremony, and then they'll kick him out.
One more parade.
Yeah.
One more duck boat. More cigars.
A couple more trips to the Greg Hill Show.
Yeah, but if you got 19, you need 20.
You do need 20.
You can't stop at 19.
Greedy?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, I agree with Stiz. And also, by the way, the city of Boston, Celtics fans everywhere, owe Wick Grosbeck a tremendous debt of gratitude for spending his father's money in this way. Because there's no way. I mean, obviously, you're losing money. This is all fan service. This is all to make the fans happy. That's 100% what Wick Grosbeck is doing this for. It's not to make money. They're not making money. They're losing money on this. And now they're trying to sell off. And I think Wick would have just gone ahead and kept on losing money if it was up to him. But it's not. And Irv decided to sell. And
Irv's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
But
$500 million? Is that what you said?
Props to Wick Grosbeck, really. I mean, this was a move that was done in service to the fan base that has supported this team all this time that he owned it. And what a gift. I mean, really, it's a gift to them.
Great fan and questionable businessman.
Yep, certainly.
and we benefit.